Louisiana. Great piece by the great Ahmad Jamal, born on this day, July the 2nd, 1930, to lead off our day in history. There's an interesting day in history. This is a day that three incredibly important men to the 20th century were born. On this day in 1908, the great Thurgood Marshall was born, who ran the Legal Defense Fund and became the first African-American to sit on the Supreme Court. A man born in Baltimore, who was a cantankerous, funny, brilliant, hard-drinking, laughing man who knew a great deal and was just, say, people who worked for him, people I knew, always said how cantankerous he was and how brilliant he was, and born in this city. And it's very interesting that the woman now who has his job at the Legal Defense Fund, the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, is Sherrilyn Ifill. You know, born in New York, she's a Baltimore woman who lives here and is one of our new great civil rights leaders. So this kind of maybe it's the Baltimore tradition we're starting here with the LDF. Who knows? There's also the birthday, 1925, was born Patrice Lumumba. Many of you young folks may not know who he was, but Patrice Lumumba was the first president of the Congo. He was a man who led the revolutionary movement to free the Congo from the grips of the Belgians. He was assassinated by the CIA and others to ensure that there would not be a left-wing government in the Congo, and Patrice Lumumba is remembered by many. On the same day that Patrice Lumumba was born, Medgar Evers was born. And we did a program honoring him because the anniversary of his murder was just a few weeks ago, and we talked about the power of Medgar Evers, and people don't realize the power of the NAACP. An interesting side note to this is that I've been talking to people at the Mississippi Freedom Summer. I was supposed to be there, but we couldn't go for family reasons. But I was talking to a lot of folks around that, and the League of Civil Rights Workers, the Civil Rights Veterans, has an organization that's looking into the unresolved murders of civil rights movement in the 60s. And they've come to date to find 189 murders and still counting of men and women, mostly black, who were murdered in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, in fighting for the end of segregation and racial terror in the South. So we honor these three men on this day. So very quickly, let's go to the others. This is the day in 1777 that Vermont becomes the first American territory to abolish slavery in 1777. Also the state that has the only socialist member of the United States Senate. Today, this is the day in 1822 that Denmark Vesey was executed because of the slave revolt he began. And we've talked more about him on other days in Charleston, South Carolina. He was also just a brilliant man who spoke, as they say, seven languages, came from the Caribbean, had his own business, tried to buy his wife's freedom from the man who owned her. He wouldn't sell her to Denmark Vesey. Denmark Vesey gathered slaves and freedmen to design this revolt. They were going to take over Charleston and then board ships and take over ships in the harbor and sail them to the new republic of Haiti to move to freedom. And on this day, he was executed after being after he was the slave revolt was revealed by a slave who was close to revolt and told the authorities this was about to happen. That happened on this day in 1822. On this day in 1881, James Garfield was assassinated as president of the United States of America. People often think a great deal about James Garfield, what he might have been as president. This was the day in 1940 that Hitler ordered the invasion of England, Operation Sea Lion. On this day in 1943, Lieutenant Charles Hare became the first African-American pilot to shoot down a Nazi plane. And there's a man named Anthony Overton who passed away on this day in 1946. He was born in 1865. He ran the largest major conglomerate owned by an African-American to that date in history, worth over $1 million. He founded the Overton Hygienic Manufacturing Company. A man born into slavery, illiterate, got a law degree from Washburn, created this cosmetics company exclusive for African-American women, and also had the Victory Life Insurance Company, Chicago Bee newspaper, and the Douglas National Bank, the second black-owned bank in America. He passed away on this day. This is the day that Ernest Hemingway took his own life. And on this day in 1972, the National Black Network begins, which is the first coast-to-coast black radio network in the country. On this day in 1986, 2 days of demonstrations began against Pinochet, which the police killed two students and burned them alive. And it began the beginning of the end of the The dictatorship of Pinochet put in there by the American government when we overthrew Salvador Allende in 1972. On this day, we'll end with this. This is the birthday of Hermann Hesse, one of the great novelists of all time. Born in 1887, he lived to a ripe old age. He wrote that book that was significant for many of us, Siddhartha. That's the day in history, July 2nd. Also, the founding of the Civil Rights Act passed on this day in 1964. The topic of our conversation when we come back from this break. If you want to find the rest of the day in history, just go to steinershow.org. We'll be right back. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time.